Welcome, 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 welcome right here on What's the Topic. I am back again to say thank you, thank you, thank you. You are so amazing, you are so great, and you're awesome. Like, there's a lot of things that I can use to describe you, but all I have to say is I am grateful for the fact that you are still tuned in to What's the Topic. Yeah, see, even taking breaks for you, creative breaks. And yeah, today it's gonna be an awesome, amazing session. It's gonna be an awesome, amazing show. Probably one of the most interesting shows that you never really thought you would have, you never expected. But yeah, we're gonna look into it and actually speak what we need to speak. And you're actually gonna love it because it's gonna be an awesome, amazing session, like I said. So this is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on What's the Topic, doing the most. And I know that each and everything that you're gonna hear right here on What's the Topic, you are literally going to love it, and you're gonna love it like I can't even explain how you're gonna love it. But that's what I'm saying. It's gonna be an awesome, amazing session that we're gonna enjoy together. And do not disappear anywhere. Do not go anywhere. We are here together. We are family. And especially in this situation that we're in, you know, like worldwide and all those stuff, we don't need to make, we don't need to let it stop us from, you know, connecting and actually being united together as a family. So, as you can see, the topic is goals for lockdown. Now, what are the goals for lockdown? That's basically some of the things that you gonna be asking me. Hey, yo, Nash, what are the goals for lockdown? Like, literally, we in lockdown and what's happening? Like, I'm bored, man. Like, I'm really bored. That's probably some of the things that you're saying. Well, guess what? You are right here on What's the Topic, and you don't need to be bored. No. No time to be bored. That's all that I'm saying. So right here on What's the Topic, you're gonna have an awesome, amazing session with myself, DJ Fearless Eagle. By the way, so this is a secret. Like, it's actually a secret. Like, yeah, okay, it's a secret that's no longer a secret. You know, I am Fearless Eagle on What's the Topic, right? Guess what? I got mixes as well. So yeah, go check out my mixes. And basically right here on Active FM, so it's basically hip-hop mixes, you know. And yeah, there's something extra and spicy, and you know, now and then, boom, just throw that in. But yeah, I got actually Fearless Mixes. That's my other show. So I got a music show and I got the show, which is What's the Topic. So go and support also the Fearless Mixes. You know, What's the Topic, we are your number one awesome, amazing show. Yes, right here on Active FM. That's why you keep coming back for more, because it's not about me, but it's about you. So I want to hear your input, and I want to hear your goals for lockdown. What are your goals for lockdown? But when I come back, you're gonna see some awesome, amazing stuff. We're gonna speak. Okay, yeah, like, you know, we see through the mic. Yes, we see through the mic. We got like what do you call it, 2020 vision. Yeah, that's what we got. We got 2020 vision. Yes, together right here on active FM. Yeah, you know, where your number one radio station keeps on giving you what you want the most, what you love the most, and it's happening. Yeah. So Active FM is where we on, and it's awesome and it's amazing. It's fun. Yeah. Like, it's everything that you could ever want in a package. Yes, in a package, just like the way you love it. Yeah, so this is Active FM right here, where radio has never been better. Yeah, so love the music. It's right here for you. Enjoy.
They don't talk about if the storm come, talk about when the storm come.
This is Given Illustrative Masilela. You're listening to Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
Beat it up, beat it up. Give it up, give it up. They gon' try you, they can't stop you. Eat it up, eat it up. Batman, Batman. Batman, Batman. Batman, Batman. Batman, Batman. Whoa. Beat it up, beat it up. Give it up, give it up. They gon' try you, they can't stop you. Eat it up, eat it up. Batman, Batman. Batman, Batman. Batman, Batman. Batman, Batman. Whoa.
You wanna play rough? You wanna
time. Joy is hitting like a gold mine. I can get through any situation like I know I'm working with this whole mind. Tribulations at the wrong time. Trials coming through the phone lines. Bill collector switching numbers on me, so I tune my vocals like it's showtime. 12 knocking at my door. What you knocking for? Yeah. Old cases from before. FTA for core. Yeah. My old girl had to bail me out. A whole I remember. Riding dirty with no license. Living reckless that December. Even when on the right team. Yeah. I was doing me and my teens. Yeah. Get my head right in my scene. Yeah. I ain't wanna give up my free. Yeah. Every problem come my way. Ain't always God's doing. Most times it's things I know it's me. Can't blame it on my influences. Pushback season. Trust me. God ain't promised nothing. Lightweight. College dropout. 808s and heartbreaks. That's like Kanye. Oceans coming by your head. Watch your tide. You got options. Either flow, swim or die. Yeah. Beat it up. Beat it up. Keep it up, don't stop. They gon' try you, they can't stop you. Eat it up, eat it up. Pac-Man, Pac-Man. Pac-Man, Pac-Man. Pac-Man, Pac-Man. Pac-Man, Pac-Man. Whoa. Beat it up, beat it up. Keep it up, keep it up. Don't stop. They gon' try you, they can't stop you. Eat it up, eat it up. Pac-Man, Pac-Man. Pac-Man, Pac-Man. Pac-Man, Pac-Man. Pac-Man, Pac-Man. Whoa.
I been getting fat up off the way that I maneuver. Go from K to M cause I don't associate with losers. I just get the number one and pull up in a scooter. Call the shots cause beggars can't be choosers. Feel like I'm Mr. Clump, I'm getting lost the way I eat. I teach lessons, I'm professing, so don't bother, boy, don't reach. Better quit messing with young Tim before this lion come unleashed. I ain't satisfied till I ate so much my mama on some beach. Yo, David wonder where the kid been. Tell the boys that I'm back now. I'm David Robinson, Tim Duncan can handle me when I back. Down. I've been taking care of business, kicking tired till I'm finished. Got me in here and I'm fishing, ride me in like I'm Dennis. Six dreams that we get it, hey, hey. Look, I'ma keep it real, yeah. Lights don't pay my bills, yeah. So as long as I got guy on my team, I'ma eat till I'm under 6 feet, nah, me.
Yo, beat it up, beat it up. Keep it up, keep it up. They gon' try you, they can't stop you. Eat it up, eat it up. Pac-Man, Pac-Man. Pac-Man, Pac-Man. Pac-Man, Pac-Man. Pac-Man, Pac-Man, whoa. Beat it up, beat it up. Keep it up, keep it up. They gon' try you, they can't stop you. Eat it up, eat it up. Pac-Man, Pac-Man. Pac-Man, Pac-Man. Pac-Man, Pac-Man. Pac-Man, Pac-Man, whoa.
Yeah, and that was basically Canon featuring Aaron Cole, Pac-Man. That was some awesome stuff, eh? Some awesome jam. I actually loved it. I enjoyed it. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. This is good stuff, man. In fact, it inspired me to even want to make my own song similar to it. And by the way, okay, for those who do not know, yeah. So like, I rap and I also sing. But the singing, yeah, I keep it to myself, you know. I don't really publicize it. Yeah, I was like thinking, publicize, which one is it? Yeah, so I don't really put it out there in the public. I just keep it to myself. And yeah, those who hear my tracks, they hear me sing and then they're like, what? Like, is that you? Okay, that is like interesting stuff, man. They don't know that you sing, you know. So yeah, that's basically it. And yeah, so like that song actually woo, I'm hearing some other word coming out here. By the way, this is What's the Topic, so do not forget, we make our own words, our own dictionary. Everything here is ours, original. Yes, we not fakes, we original. Hear me Do you hear me? Yes, we original. So make sure you stay original. And yeah, going on, moving on forward to the topic itself, lockdown. And basically lockdown, yeah, referring to, yeah, the current situations that we are all in, you know, worldwide. And it's not just one country. You know, the time when it actually started in China, we were like, okay, this is some other news, but we don't think it's real. But eventually it started spreading and all those stuff. That's when we understood that, hey, this is serious stuff. But like, looking at now, the current situation, what do you do when you are in that situation? Because you already are in that situation. So yeah, what can you do? That is like the question. So what are like the goals? What are the goals for, you know, the current situation, current state that we are in, you know? That's basically what, yeah, most of the people are worried about. Now, I got a story for you. I got like a lot of stories for you. like I got a lot of stories for you. And one of them is, don't actually be in a position where you worried and stressed and all those stuff. No, like you'll find out that the less stressed you are about the situation, the better your life is. Because now you're in a position where you're not even worried, you're not worried about what's happening, and you're actually living a life where you're actually achieving more, doing more, and yeah, you're not stressed out and always looking out for your back and all those stuff, and yeah, you know, looking all paranoid and all those things. Nah, that's not actually the goal. Now here we're gonna talk about goals. So it's not just one goal, but a lot of goals. So what are the goals for the current situation that you are in? So what are some of the goals that you probably have? That is like the question, the main question, you know, the ultimate question. Yeah, the one that's like up there. We're like thinking, hey yo, DJ Nave, DJ Nave. By the way, okay, so the reason why I actually remember you, that's deep, man. I remember DJ Nave. So for those who do not know, when I started the show, like when I actually started as a radio presenter, we started here on Active FM, and the reason why I'm saying we is because I didn't start alone. So I started with a co-host, yes, and my co-host was Dave. So I used to call myself Nave, yes, and he used to call himself Dash. So we took the D, put it in so we basically reversed, you know, we exchanged the first letters, you know. So exchanged the rest of the name. What I meant is Dave. So I took the AVE and put it in front of the N. Instead of Nash, I said Nave. So Nave as in Dave, but Nave now. And then he took the ASH and put it in front of the T. So instead of Dave, he now called himself Dash, you know. Yes, so that's basically what we did. And that is why I said Nave. So I'm like shocked. I'm like, wow, I actually still remember that. It's like really, really awesome. So yeah, that's good stuff, like really good stuff. And that's like the history. So before it was called What's the Topic, it was actually the Dave and Nash Show. And if you actually go back to the old shows, which you should, I advise you to go and look at, you know, the old shows. And yeah, they're actually awesome, they're amazing. And you'll actually hear Dave himself, yeah, speak on the shows and all those stuff, because we still got those shows. So yeah, that's basically some of the history for those who do not know where What's the Topic came from. Yes, so yeah, it wasn't just Fearless Eagle himself, it was more than that. Yeah, back to the original design. So looking at now, goals, lockdown goals. So what can we actually be expecting, you know, concerning lockdown goals and all those stuff? Now yeah, like I said, do not be freaked out, do not be looking all paranoid and all those stuff, but actually use this time to up career skills, you know. Use this time to actually learn new languages, use this time to become buffer. You know, some people, they are gymming, you know, now they actually got an opportunity to actually become buff, yeah, become fit, you know, stuff like that. And yeah, like actually learn new stuff, yeah, become an initiator, you know. Remember, it's everything that you do in life starts at home. So in this situation that you're in, you actually have a huge opportunity to actually, let me say, fix your character. You know, a lot of people's characters, yeah, they like they messed up and they're not where they should have been, you know, they're not where they want to be. So now is actually the opportunity for you to get yourself to where you want to be. So perfect opportunity right now, that's all I have to say. And yeah, instead of wasting it, actually be in a position where you use it wisely. So yeah, make sure, like really, really make sure. So that's basically what you can do. And yeah, like, yeah, just actually looking at some of the things, I actually went around, you know, finding out what can you do actually in this situation, you know, this lockdown, what are like some of the goals. And yeah, some of the people gave me some of the goals, and I was like, okay, this is interesting stuff. Like, yeah, you actually planning that, yeah, like out of all things, you planning that, it actually sounds cool and all those stuff. So there are like some goals that I heard and I was like, wow, mind blown away and all those stuff. But besides that, there's other things that also blew my mind away and all those stuff. So So it's like really, really interesting. And I'm actually going to share some of the goals with you, you know. I'm actually going to share so that you actually, in fact, you might be in a position where you're like, I was also planning that, man. I was like really planning that. So, for example, like I said, you can read a book and all the stuff, right? Yes. Mm-hmm. And looking at everything, there's like gymming and all those other things that, you know, involved and all those things. But there's obviously other questions that people are asking, you know, and yeah, for, in fact, if I'm putting myself in different people's shoes, now these are like some of the questions that, you know, some people might be asking, you know. So like me coming out of my own box and putting myself in other people's boxes. So one of the questions that I might be asking is, what's the future of your company? You know, like, what's the future of my company? That's what I can be asking. Now, looking at that whole position and yeah, like that whole situation, my best advice is get closer to God, because God has all the plans and all the ideas for you to actually go forward. And I'm telling you, 100%, like, you can actually try it. I can guarantee you, like, my guarantee is on a lifetime type of situation. So I'm actually telling you, this is not insurance, this is assurance. You get to God, you're gonna get a solution. He's gonna give you the way. It's gonna tell you which direction to go, and you actually gonna be in a position where you actually get even better than what you were gonna get. So probably you are not even going to be expecting it, but you get it simply because of the fact that you actually decided, you know what, let me go closer to God and actually find out from God, what do you want me to do? So right now, never mind the reading for now, actually get closer to God. That should be one of your goals, one of your main goals. Like for myself, that's my main goal. Like my main goal is get closer to God, get a deeper relationship with God, deeper understanding and wisdom, you know, knowledge and understanding and wisdom and all those stuff. So like, that's actually my goal right now. And I'm like going forward, like, remember, it's the Lord who made everything. He's the creator. So if you actually get to the creator and the creator shows you everything that you need to know, you are sorted for life. You are sorted for a lifetime. That's all I have to say. Like from my side, you will be sorted for a lifetime and you won't have anything to worry about. That's all I'm saying, yeah. So make sure one of your goals is actually to get closer to God, because the more you get closer to God, the better your life is, you know, the more you're like, you live for purpose. And honestly speaking, like yesterday, just getting closer to God, you know, finding out what does he want me to do and all that stuff, and having a personal mentor, you know, basically my spiritual father, you know, guiding me and telling me what to do. Sometimes I don't like it, sometimes I like it. Yeah, like even the times when I don't like it, if I do it, I see a positive result and all the stuff. So yesterday I actually, you know, decided, you know what, let me do what he's telling us to do. And I held a conference call, you know, conference video call, you know, meeting. I actually had a meeting with, you know, young guys, and I was like, wow, this is actually powerful, this is deep. You know, you actually sitting down, getting closer to God, you actually find out that, yo, you have influence with a lot of people. So just get closer to God. That should be one of your goals. So make sure that is your main goal. Like, yeah, getting closer to God, having a deeper relationship with him and a deeper understanding. So that's what my one is. I hope it's also on your list. And there's actually other things that are also there on that list. And I'm actually looking forward to actually telling you guys more about what you can do and yeah, what you should be doing, what you should be looking into doing. And yeah, it's like really, really awesome and amazing. That's, yo, that's something that I have to say. Like, it's stuff that actually blow your mind away, you know, that like your mind actually gets blown away, and it's like really, really awesome. So yeah, in fact, before I get into deeper stuff and all those stuff, I was gonna even go deep and all those stuff, but before I get into those deeper stuff, I am gonna give you something that is really, really awesome, amazing, and I'm ready to enjoy it as well, which is Active Worship Instantaneously. I love the song Instantaneously, and yeah, it's actually one of my favorite songs. besides Take Us Back. But yeah, let's just take it to instantaneously. I almost said other stuff, but yeah, on What's the Topic, that's how we roll. So here's Instantaneously from Active Worship. Enjoy.
Original.
Yeah. And that was amazing. That was awesome. Yeah, my favorite song. One of my favorite songs. Yeah, I know, right? Like, you actually loved it as well. Active Worship. And it's from the Inception album. Song is called Instantaneously. Yeah, so now you love it. I know you love it. I know you love it. And yeah, they still obviously Take Us Back. I want you also to listen to Take Us Back. It's awesome. In fact, go and buy the album on iTunes, Spotify. We are everywhere. Yeah, Deezer, Google Play. Yeah. Okay, I'm like hitting one of those, you know, one of those sessions where your brain is like everywhere, but at the same time it's not everywhere. So yeah, but yeah, you can actually get the songs they sell on Spotify, you know, you can get them there, you can go and buy the album there, you can get it also on iTunes, you know, all of those music platforms, you will actually get it, the Google service, you know, you actually get the album there, and it's really, really awesome. It's an amazing album. It's mind-blowing. That's what I have to say. I actually love the songs that are on there. Like, it's also one of my favorite songs. I mean, yo, like, the album itself, never mind the songs, the album itself is amazing. It's actually one of my amazing favorite mind-blowing albums. Like, I got albums every year that I love, you know, like, they come out and I'm like, yeah, that's mine, man, love that. And then, boom, another one comes at you like, yo, man, that is awesome. So this one also was amazing. Besides, like, your As Above, So Below albums, you know, Jesus and Everything, Ablaze. Yo, this is another, yo, it's awesome, awesome. Active Worship is one of the best worship bands that you can ever listen to. That's the truth under the sun. I have to tell you that's the truth under the sun. So it's like really, really awesome. And yeah, don't forget to check that out, you know, like, yeah, go check it out and all the stuff. You like, you'll love it. You'll actually love it. It's really, really awesome and amazing. Yeah. So that's all I have to say. And yeah, you'll never get disappointed. Yeah, that's the truth. You won't get disappointed. So, getting into the topic itself back, yeah, going into more of the topic and all the stuff. Like, you know, when you look at the goals and all those things, remember I told you God should be the first goal on your list, you know, getting a relationship with Him, getting a deeper relationship with Him, you know, understanding, wisdom, you know, knowledge. Like, that should be actually your goal, you know, in terms of you and God, you know, your relationship with God. Like, you should be actually looking into all of those things. I know, like, sometimes people, they're like, nah. Ah, God, I'll see you on Sunday. Like, I'll see you on Sunday. No, man. How can you say that? Imagine if the Lord actually decided, hey, yo, I'll wake you up on a Sunday. How would you feel? Like, you're sleeping today, expecting to wake up, and then the Lord says, hey, yo, I'll wake you up on a Sunday. Like, how would you feel? You know, Monday, I am not gonna wake up. Tuesday, I won't wake up. Wednesday, I might wake up, but you're not gonna wake up because this is Sunday. Thursday, definitely won't wake up. Friday, maybe, you know, it's one of those days. Yeah, you'll be thinking, Passover, you know, while it's passing over, I'm gonna be like, Lord, I need to wake up. Nah, he's definitely not gonna be there. Saturday, he's not there. Sunday, he wakes you up. Remember, the Lord is faithful to his word. Now, how would you feel if you're in that situation? That's my question. Like, legit, that is my question. Yep. Like, you definitely wouldn't feel like, okay, I don't know about you, but me, I wouldn't be in a position where I'm like, Lord, you are so amazing, you woke me up on a Sunday, thank you, Lord Jesus. Nah. I'll be like on some other level of, Lord, I'm offended, hey, Lord, how can you do this to me? Like, oh, no. I like wasted 6 days, eh? 6 days. No, Lord, that's not cool. That is definitely not right. No, that's not right. You know, I would be on that type of, yeah, level where I'm like complaining for days and I'll be like, no, this is wrong, you know, that type of situation. So that is the type of level that I would be on. So, Same thing with you. Like, why compromise on having a relationship with the Lord? Like, it should be first on the list. And if it's not first on the list, you can still make it first. Like, yeah, just fix it. You know, there's a saying by Pastor Bert Pretorius from the 3C Church here in South Africa, Pretoria. Yes. And yeah, basically what it says is, whenever you see there's a problem, don't be sad, just change. Yes. Don't be sad, just change. So that's basically what it says. Yeah. Don't be sad, just change. So same thing here, you know, like, don't be sad, just change. So if you, yeah, like, your relationship with God was number one on the list, do not be sad, just change it. Actually decide, hey, God is number one on my list, and I'm gonna live to praise Him. I'm gonna move forward to, yeah, you know, praise Him and everything, and it's gonna be really, really awesome. It's gonna be a really, really awesome encounter. You know, I'm gonna really, really have an amazing, amazing, yeah, time with the Lord, you know, have amazing sessions with the Lord. And yeah, it would be really, really awesome to hear from you how it actually goes. And remember, my assurance was, get closer to God and you'll never regret. So that was my assurance. I wanna actually hear how it went. You let me know how it went. So please do not be in a position where you're like, no, I am not gonna let you know how it went. Please do not be on that type of vibe, eh? Do not be on that type of vibe. That's what I'm asking for. So, like, it's really awesome. It's really, really amazing. And like I said, I was going around, you know, like, looking at the goals and all the stuff. Like, some people gave me some interesting, you know, answers. Some I was like, what? Who thinks of such during a session like this, during a situation like this? And yeah, you know, some of the answers that I got from people were things like this. So the first one was obviously one of the goals. Yeah, so one of the people, their goal was to actually be the anchor of the elders, you know, the elders' anchors. Yes, as in what they meant by anchor, they meant to be the strength of the elders, you know, the elders that are there at home, you know. And yeah, they basically in a position, like I said, they're freaking out. You shouldn't be freaking out. So their goal was to actually be the strength of the elders, which is awesome. That's actually what we need to be doing. And yeah, there is wisdom on another level. Like, that I believe that happens when you're closer to God, you know, when you're getting closer to God. And yeah, the Lord actually takes you from being aware of what is happening around you and freaking out to being aware of what is happening around you and actually praising God. Yes, that is the position that you need to be in. So that is actually what it does. Then I got another answer, which was basically to connect with the children. I was like, what? Hey, yo, this is interesting, eh? People are actually planning to connect with their children, you know, like, some of them, they haven't been spending time with their kids, you know, so they're like, hey, I'm actually gonna use this opportunity to actually, you know, get closer to the kids and all those stuff. So like, there's some people out there that are actually planning, you know, which is really awesome. It's actually amazing. And I'm like, yeah, go for it, eh? Actually go for it. I mean, even me, I was in a position where you know, like, I didn't used to spend time with my dad and all that stuff. And in this situation, I was like, hey, I need to be speaking to my dad and all that stuff. Like, yeah, we in communication, you know, constant communication, actually speaking and actually finding out what's happening, like, how is everything, you know, stuff like that. So that is actually awesome. The fact that, yeah, they actually in a position where they want to get closer to their kids, and it's like really amazing. So yeah, big ups to you. Make sure that you actually, yeah, you know, connect with your kids, connect with your children even more. And then, yeah, there was a third answer. There's obviously two more. Okay, besides the third one, there's two more that I need to give you. So it's the third one and then two others. Now I'm gonna give you those three after this short break. It's basically a jingle for you to actually, you know, think about some of the stuff that are happening and then coming back into it. Yeah.
You're tuned into Active FM.
Yeah, So this is the last session. Unfortunately, I'm gonna have to say goodbye very soon. But before we even get to the goodbyes, I'm gonna give you the three other things that I actually ran across, you know, in the process of actually, you know, finding out what people have to say concerning their goals and what they would do. So number three, the third answer was actually surviving with friends. I was like thinking now, okay, what do you mean surviving with friends? Like, what's going on? Like, hey, what's happening? And basically the person was explaining, hey, you gotta make sure that you got your friends back, you know. Like, there's some friends that are out there that they don't know what's happening. They actually have no knowledge. And me actually going to them and telling them about this and actually speaking to them and saying, hey, this is how we can actually take care of ourselves. Like, yeah, let's actually, you know, have each other's backs and all those stuff so that we are safe and we actually come out of the situation stronger, you know, and all those stuff. And I was like, yeah, that's actually good. That's actually awesome. Cause that's actually what happened with me myself. You know, I didn't know about this whole situation and this thing actually coming. I didn't see it coming until someone else had to come to me and actually say, hey, this is what's happening like in the world and this is what's actually coming if what they're saying is true. So you need to be in a position where you're planning. And because of that person that came into my life and actually say the things that they actually had to say, I got myself into a position where I was safe. You know, I was actually better because I was like, hey, listen here. Like, this is actually what's happening, and if I don't actually watch out, I'll be stuffed. And I was also planning as if it's actually going to happen. And yeah, little did I know that, hey, because I am actually planning, I'm actually on the better side, you know, I'm actually far off better and all the stuff. And yeah, it was like really awesome. And also me, I was able to go to other people and actually tell them, hey, this is what's actually happening. These are the rumors. And yeah, just plan and prepare for this and make sure that you are actually in a position where you are safe. And from there, the people were actually also able to, you know, guide themselves and actually, yeah, plan and all those stuff. So it's like really, really awesome. And yeah, I was like, yeah, thumbs up for you, man. Like, hey, you actually want to be in a position where you actually look out for your friends and all those stuff, which is really awesome. So yeah, thumbs up for you. And yeah, that's basically what happened. So it's like, yeah, I was impressed. I was actually impressed because that shows that, hey, we got each other's back, you know, as people, you know, as societies, which is really awesome. We actually want societies to be united, you know, and not divided. Yeah. And then we got number four on the list. And this one was like, okay, what is happening? Like, I wasn't actually, like, in my head, I wasn't like really understanding what the person was saying. But what they said is staying sane. I was like, what do you mean by staying sane? And then as time went on, that's when I understood what the person was actually saying, because yeah, they were like explaining and all that stuff. Now what they actually meant by staying sane is actually not focusing on the problem to a point where you lose your mind, which is what I was saying in the, you know, earlier in the show. Do not focus on the problem and actually end up in a position where you lose your mind. So same with this person. This person is like, hey, I'm gonna be staying sane, man. I know the problem is there, but I'm not gonna focus on the problem. I'm not focus on the things that I need to do to get to where I want to get and to achieve the things that I need to achieve. And I was like, yeah, that is actually the way to go. Like, that is actually a safe, you know, side of taking things, you know, like safe direction to actually handle the situation. So I was like, hey, thumbs up to you, which is really, really awesome. Like, literally, you don't need to be in a position where you're experiencing stress and all those stuff, and then you like now thinking, hey, you got so much stress now, how am I gonna deal with this and all those stuff. So yeah, like, it's really, really, really awesome and amazing. So make sure so you are like sorted and everything. And yeah, don't be in a position where you'll be regretting and all those stuff. We know about regrets and all those stuff. So yeah, from our side, like, yeah, it's like really, really awesome. And yeah, we don't want to be in a position where we regretting and going insane and all those stuff. That's the last thing on our mind. And then we got the final answer, which was actually, yeah, unrelated skills. You know, that's basically what the person said. Their goals is unrelated skills. And going to back to that, it actually goes back to the first thing that I said in the, earlier in the show, which was learn something new. Actually learn something new, which is the same thing that this person is saying. They actually want to be in a position where skills that they do not have, they're actually learning and they're finding out how to actually do the skills and all the stuff. So I'm like thinking, I can also do the same. And it's like really, really awesome because, what can you say? Like, it's amazing. It's really, really awesome. So make sure that you're actually improving your skills and all the stuff. So like for myself, I'm busy with IT stuff. Python and JavaScript and CSS. That's basically where I am, HTML, And from there, how it does, how we do, how we go. And it's like really, really awesome. So, like I said, I will have to say goodbye in this show, in this segment, which I don't love doing. But I'll be here same time next week. If it's in the morning for you, good morning. If it's in the afternoon for you, good afternoon. If it's in the night, good night. But to you, I love you, and actually be in a position where you change the world, because I would believe that you can like change the world. So there's like a lot of people that are world changers out there. So just make sure that you're in a position where you actually, rise up to the occasion. So that's what we basically need to be doing. Now I'm gonna see you right here on What's the Topic on Active FM. Don't forget to go and support Fearless Mixes. That's my mix right there. My jams and all the stuff. Go listen to them. You'll love them. Until that day comes, peace out and God bless. See you next week, same time, same place. Radio has never been better, and Christ music is hot music.
Y'all ready?
Y'all ready?
I'ma keep it loyal till I'm in the grave.
Do this for the Lord, I am not ashamed.
Not ashamed.
Speaking song dumb, make your brain quake.
Wait
to study this is not in vain. Doctrine in the flow, had the block shake. Cops hear the high note, see me and I ride slow. Have them trying to listen like they hear it from a maestro. Different from these actors, I know exactly who I write for. My faith won't fail, so I speak with my eyes closed. My heart's not frail, so I believe when they say no. Pockets do swell, cause my pops does provide, bro. If I flow, there's hope, folks, it's Bido. I let go, the pie hole will not close with rep troop and die, though. I'ma keep it going, I will not quit. They be talking smack, but be hypocrites. You can hate if you won't say the whole clip. Sharpen tools, quick to use, homie, keep it legit.
No compromise, cause we here to stay. Focus on the truth, let the haters hate. Faith in the Lord, I am not ashamed.
Not ashamed.
Dying to this flesh, I'm a rapper's name.
God.
Christian and I rap, homie, CHA.
CHA.
Christian and I rap, homie, CHA.
CHA.
Christian and I rap, homie, CHA.
God.
Listen, I'ma keep it loyal till I'm in the grave.
Let me help you open up your mind. Shed this dark truth, keep your balance straight in line. Figure swag in the booth, well, pay in due time. In the days of getting darker, so beware of the signs. Sin's growing stronger and people are becoming blind. Can't see the times fading, the Lord's wrath will ignite. Judgment's on the way, guys angry with the world. Don't believe the lies, the truth is in the word. Important agendas are kept secret from the lives of unbelievers. Can't conform to the ways of the world. Keep believing in these times, in these seasons. Real prayer is surely needed. The saints will be gone. Don't get left here dry, even
I
wonder where the people go.
God.
I wanna get my life right now, it's too late to show.
Sure.
I fell time and time again, I wanna know you more. Now the confidence is gone, thunder and rain before the storm.
No compromise, cause we here to stay. Focus on the truth, let the haters hate. Faith in the Lord, I am not ashamed.
Not ashamed.
Dying to this flesh, I'm a rapper's name.
God.
I'm Christian and I rap, homie, CHA.
CHA.
I'm Christian and I rap, homie, CHA.
CHA.
I'm Christian and I rap, homie, CHA. Listen, I'ma keep it loyal till I'm in the grave.